Hi, my name is Stas Pavlov, and I work for Microsoft Russia as a senior technology evangelist. And my primary job responsibility is to help our partners to solve these challenges with successfully with Microsoft technologies. And I want to share with you one case how our team helped some customers to change their solution from classical on-premise one to more SaaS ready and ready to enable machine learning for this solution. Let me give you a little bit more context so you can understand what we try to solve and what challenging is. So two partners. One of them, a number of years, provide fleet management solutions based on GLONASS and GPS satellite monitoring for different tracks for a lot of vehicles. And for most of tracks, traditional fleet solution is just enough. You know where it is, how it drives, and so on. But imagine if you have refrigerators. Normally, you know what the temperature is when you put your goods in and when you take it from this refrigerator. And normally, these goods it's may require some temperature requirements, and you really don't know if some shit happens during this transportation, and so insurance for this stuff is too expensive. So if we want to add some additional monitoring system to not only send data about how driver drives the tracks, but also how our refrigerator works during all the transportation. So you can see the real photo of the device. The small device is a, let's say, classical fleet management device, and the IQ Freeze device, it's the additional device which use this other device as infrastructure, and this device collect refrigerator data from the sensors and send it to the cloud. And the idea not only tracks this data, but also then, when we have enough data, to enable machine learning capabilities to predict that we need to do some maintenance with this refrigerator before we send it to the delivery. So what the problem is? The classical solution, which was used by Technocom, was based on proven Win32 apps, which run on hardware or VPC1. And normally, they deploy this dedicated service together with installed devices for each customer. So if you want to have installation, you really, let's say, pay for the service. And on the other side, all the data which they normally can use, for example, for machine learning, really distribute through customers. So they ask us to help enable new IQ Freeze solution to be more, let's say, data collection ready and to decrease the cost of installation. So what we proposed during the Hackfest as a, let's say, proof of concept. Because a lot of devices already installed on the tracks, we can change protocol. It was TCP-based, in-house, not, let's say, industrial one. So we need some gateway, TCP one. So we decided to use cloud services. And then use IoT Hub as a collector of the data, then stream analytics to monitor average of the window, and to use machine learning as a follow-up to check if something happens with this stuff. So what we have as a result here? Let me show you some infra I already prepared for this demo. We have cloud services, two already run. I deployed the solution here. It's just listening for TCP port. And then also we have IoT Hub. You can see, and I also can show you that I already registered device here, just for testing purposes. I will show you the code, how to deal with this stuff, very simple code. And of course, because it is a proof of concept, and we think about the future, and I just tell you what currently they used. I just start stream analytics jobs to move data from the IoT hub to the currently to the table just for proof of concept purposes. So let's look how we deal with this. It is a simple cloud services app, which almost all done in run and sync method. So we have simple TCP server, which listening on, which listening on endpoint 10.10.0, just randomly selected for proof of concept for TCP one, and receives this data. And what we do first, we need to understand that we really can enable this protocol. For demo purposes, this code show very simplified protocol this device used. So, but in real cases, we need to check if you really can communicate with them. So the first interaction, we enable TCP listener and use internal persistent local storage, which can be enabled just by clicking this checkpoint to check if we can collect the data. So as soon as we can collect this data, we just move directly to store it into the Azure table. Very simple way, just add, you can see the table, hard-coded one, receive from configuration connection string, and then add it. That's all. And I already deployed this solution for production, just because it's about from 1 to 5 minutes to deploy it, deploy cloud service to the cloud. And here is a very simple TCP sender. So let's look into the iQFreeze Now Data Now table. You can see this table and production. Production cloud services. I can see IP address here. IP address here. Let's say send. You can see it's a simplified way. I send this ASCII message. They normally use binary encoded one, and I should respond them because I should confirm that I respond and decode this message. So you see that I respond the 10 symbol of the string, and as a result, you can see that here we are. So our data is in the cloud. Cloud servers, cloud services can be scaled and very simplified. And I just know because customer currently enabled this solution to production that one instance can hold more than 5,000 of tracks. We just send data. So the next way, after we see that we can send the data to the cloud, we just decided to implement full the story, enabling Azure Analytics and other stuff. So to do with this, I just need to register a device. So because IoT Hub doesn't accept messages from device they don't know. So it's very simple code based on examples. You can see that here the connection name to IoT Hub. IoT Hub owner is the mask permission one. IoT ingress Azure device net is the name of this one. The name how to register it. And when I register it, I can go then next go to the portal and see the keys. And I just create simple other function where I just use IoT Hub, device key, and device name. And then I create device client, and then just put this data, send this data from the My Cloud Services to IoT Hub, like emulating virtual device inside My Cloud Services. And then, of course, currently, my data is in IoT Hub. I need to move it from the IoT Hub to some other storage, and we need to we need to use Stream Analytics just because we need to enable machine learning lately. So we need to check that all this tech works fine. So let's look how Stream Analytics work. It's quite simple here. Very, very, very simple query. You can see I took all the stuff from IoT Hub. Here my IoT Hub, and put it into the table. Quite forward, and here you can see that is really my IoT Hub. You can see here IoT ingress, messaging, all the settings. It just and output. It is normally you don't need to use Azure Stream Analytics for these tasks. I'll in a few minutes I show you the normal way how you can deal with IoT Hub if you don't need to do analytics. Because Azure Stream Analytics need to perform Stream Analytics. It's just we need to show the customers that they can enable this analytics in the future, and it is what I want to show you currently. So we have here, I deploy this solution in a staging environment of the my cloud services and use as a table. As you can see, it's just IQ freeze data, which also empty. So let's go to our services, check the IP address of the staging slot. Here we are. And here, the same code, just change the name. Also need to send back some stuff. And when we return here and refresh, you can see the much more bigger information just because IoT Hub stores a lot of metadata, and I just not use it during the demo, just put it to the table. So time, device, some other data, IoT Hub, partition ID, and other stuff. So as you can see, and a few lines of code, really not a lot of, we have of course, without error handling and other stuff, we have a really proof of concept. We show that you can data from device, analyze it, and put it to the cloud. Currently, because of customer, as I told you, doesn't have data to enable machine learning, they just put all the data to the Azure table, as it did it before, and then use some additional apps to convert it to the files to use existing analytics system, which they use on-premise before. So, good question, what I need to do if I want to take my data from IoT Hub or Event Hub and put it to any other place and do some small transformation without needing the stuff of enabling machine learning and other things. It is a good answer to this Azure function. And I also prepared this stuff. So here we are. Azure function, it is a good way to take data from IoT Hub and Event Hub and put in any place you want, because it's scaled. You pay only for execution, scales automatically, and so on. So a very simple function. Let's wait a little. Very simple function. I take message from IoT Hub and put into the table. Why I need to use Azure function? Because in other case, I need to write special client to IoT Hub to take my data from IoT Hub and put to any other stuff. So Azure Functions or Azure Stream Analytics. And very simple, all this stuff works. What you select depends on what you need to have. So returning to the slide, just let me show some very quick finalize of this stuff. Simple TCP listener, really only maybe 5 lines of code. absolutely simple code to put it to the Azure table or put it to the IoT hub. Use very simple code to process it with Azure Stream Analytics or Azure Function if you need. And as a result, you have the end-to-end solution. Of course, it's not production ready with this kind of code. Absolutely no, but we show the customer is very skeptic about they can use cloud for this stuff. And when we, during the Hackfest, and this speech is based on Hackfest with this customer, they really trust that they can do this with our cloud. And currently they plan it to have a delivery of this service to the real tracks. I mean, some tracks will use Azure-based services for the ingress of the data. And of course, I believe that you, if you're interested to look into the, all this code, I put it to the GitHub, including the ARM scripts to populate all this stuff except cloud services, because cloud services is only available on classic deployment, so you need to deploy cloud service manually. All the code, just remove all the keys. You need to create it by itself. So it's really, I believe, an interesting case how to, you can use PaaS to build the more SaaS-ready solution for the customers who use Win32 app and hardware before. Thank you. Please complete the evaluation form. And if you're interested, take the code. I just removed it. Take the code, read the report. It's much simpler story than I tell you. And revisit this session on Channel 9. Thank you.